Title po ng message po natin this morning ay pinamagatan ko pong Running the Christian Race with Our Eyes Fixed on Jesus. Running the Christian Race with Our Eyes Fixed on Jesus. Makibukas po kayo sa akin sa Hebrews chapter 12. Although I would like to focus on verses 2 and 3, isama po natin yung verse 1 sa ating pagbasa. Ganito po ang sabi sa Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. Therefore, since we have a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangled us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Kung may description po of the Christian life. The Christian life is pictured in the Bible as race or a race of Christian faith. Makita po natin sa paglalarawan ni Pablo sa mga talata pong ito, inilarawan niya na ang buhay Kristiyano ay katulad ng isang paligsahan sa pagtakbo. Pero hindi po ito nahulugan ng paligsahan na pagalingan, sapagkat nilarawan po dito na bawat mananampalataya ay inihanda ng Panginoon sa takbuhin ito. And the Christian life is a lifelong race of being conformed in the image and likeness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And sabi nga po, it is constantly looking unto Jesus, trustfully, submissively, lovingly. It is having a heart faithfully occupied with Jesus and a mind that stayed on Him. Hindi lang po ito isang pagsulyap o isang pagtingin, kundi ito po ay patuloy na attitude ng puso na ituon ang ating pag-iisip, ang ating pananaw, ang ating paningin sa Diyos na nagligtas po sa bawat isa sa atin. Now, this race of faith started when we received and committed ourselves to Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior. And although the Christian life is a race, we are not competing with each other's faith, but we run collectively as a church and as individual believers the race that is set and planned out before us by our Lord. And because we have different experiences, even struggles, trials, and difficulties in life, and different works, and different ministries, and even or different callings from the Lord. And I would like to say that our course is different from each other, and we are called to run with endurance the race of our Christian faith, even in the midst of difficulties, these trials, and even hardship for others na na-experience po ng mananampalataya. Now, I know that even in this pandemic or pandemic situation we are facing right now, we must keep moving forward in this course of faith. Kaya nga po ang tanong sa atin, how is our Christian life in the midst of the pandemic? How are you in your run in this race of your Christian faith? Are you struggling? Are you about to give up? Or are you distracted? Now, there are a lot of things that distract us from our focus on Christ our Lord. And sometimes, it's a constant struggle to keep our eyes fixed on our Lord and do not become distracted by passing concerns and things of this world. Now, but if we are aware of what can and does interfere with our walk to Christ-likeness, we can begin to take the necessary actions to prevent them. What are the common things that distract us from our focus in Christ? Ano ang mga bagay na nakaka-distract sa atin? Ano ang mga bagay na nag-aalis sa ating tingin o pananaw, sa ating pagtuon ng ating puso sa ating Panginoon? Marami pong paglalarawan kung paano po tayo nadidistract. Isa na po rito ang ating earthly relationship. Bagamat mahalaga po ang mga relasyon na ito sa ating kaibigan, sa ating magulang, sa ating mga kapatid, sa ating asawa, sa ating kapwa manggagawa, o maging sa mga tao na niligay ng Panginoon sa atin upang pangunahan tayo. There are times that we allow these relationships to distract us from our focus on Christ. And we know that these relationships are extremely important. But our relationship with God is the most of utmost importance. When we allow any of these relationships to become more important to us and threaten our focus on Christ, then they become a distraction. And other things that can distract us from our focus in Christ are our work and even our hobbies and even our own unconfessed individual sins. And even a social media can be a distraction for us. And there are many things that distract us from our focus on Christ, our Savior. And I believe you can add to this list. Maraming po tayong pwedeng idagdag. Now, even our present condition because of the pandemic continues to expose the many issues of our hearts and even fears, anxieties, unshaken hope which God is using to reveal who we are trusting and depending on. And again, where are your hearts focused on? Are you focusing on the world and its chaos and uncertainties? Or are you looking on others and relying on them? Are you gazing on yourself, hoping to find your own answer? Or are you fixing your eyes on Jesus? Here, the writer of Hebrews said that the only way to run the Christian life with no distraction and getting off track is to keep our eyes carefully focused on our Lord Jesus Christ. And this race of Christian life is a race that is not easy. Hindi po madali sa ating inaasahan. Now, this race of the Christian life or the Christian faith includes struggles and pain. And it is a fight to be fought, a war to be waged, and a cross to carry. And this race of the Christian faith involves the providence of God, the providence of our God, the sovereign God who has marked out the course for us, meaning that He knows and gives us the grace and strength we need to complete the course. God Himself has set our goal and our prize before us. And we do not know how long this present pandemic will extend with all the uncertainties that are happening around the world. But in our call to steadfast and strong into our faith in this race of the Christian life, we are certain that God will give us the abounding grace and divine power to endure and overcome in order to fulfill His purposes. And God's word is clear to our call to run with faithful endurance in our race of life. And Paul says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, I have fought a good fight. I have finished the race, and I have kept the faith. Philippians chapter 2, verse 16, Paul says, holding fast the word of life, so that in the day of Christ, I will have reason to glory because I did not run in vain and nor toil in vain. And sa Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, sabi nga, let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. And it is in these trying and depressing times that we should all the more humbly demonstrate this steadfast endurance and this faithfulness na inaasahan po ng Panginoon sa atin. The writer of Hebrews is encouraging us to renew our commitment to run with endurance the race of Christian faith by fixing our eyes on Jesus. Now, Allow me to give you a short background of our text or this book of Hebrews. Now, the writer of this epistle to the Hebrews is unknown. And the writer of Hebrews makes it clear that Jesus indeed superior to all. And Christ is the one who is greater than the angels, the prophets, high priests, greater than Moses, giving us a better sacrifice, covenant, salvation, hope, and inheritance. The message of the superiority of Jesus have been very important to the Jews who had professed faith in Christ. And who are those who are facing persecution from unbelieving Jews. They were tempted to turn back and renounce Christ by going back to the temple worship and the sacrificial system of the Mosaic Law. Because of the severe persecution, they are tempted to go back at hindi magpatuloy sa pananampalatayang ito na binigay ng Panginoon. Now, the writer of Hebrews showed these Jewish believers that though they were faced with suffering, they were indeed following a better way, and they should persevere, and they must not go back to the inferior things. And the writer of Hebrews challenge them to persevere in their Christian faith and run with endurance the race that God has set for them. And I believe that we have also the same message today. This is the time for us not to turn back or give up, but all the more with deliberate commitment as believers, we are to run with endurance the race of the Christian life. And here, the writer of Hebrews exhort us that in order for us to steadily or steadfastly run with endurance the race of the Christian faith, we are to consider the following things. First, we are to listen and follow the examples of the faithful men and women that have gone before us. Binanggit niya po iyon sa Hebrews chapter 11. They are the heroes of faith, and their biblical examples should encourage us to run the race. Their experience should stand as a testimony to us to what pleases God, and their example of enduring faith, who believe in God, believers today should be encouraged and inspired by this example. Another thing is this: we are to throw off or get rid of sin and other entanglements or sin that hinder us in this race that we have. Another thing, we are to fix our eyes on Jesus as we run the race of the Christian faith. The author of Hebrews then calls believer to look and focus the eyes of their faith to the ultimate example of perseverance, and that is no other than our Lord Jesus Christ. So, question is, how to steadily run with endurance the race of the Christian faith? First, from our verse, you have to make Christ as our sole focus. We make Christ as our sole focus. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says, fixing your eyes on Jesus, fixing your eyes on Jesus means looking away from all that distract us and focus our attention on Jesus. Sabi ng isang manulat, sabi ni B.F. Westcott, it is not only at the first moment, but constantly during the whole race. So, keeping our gaze fixed upon Jesus steadfastly and intently. The idea is to direct one's attention without distraction away from other things and continue looking to Jesus, his person, works, and ways with undivided attention. Sabi nga kanina, it is not just a first glance but it is the attitude of the heart to focus on our Lord Jesus Christ. In the Greek, the word fixing depends on the main verb run. So believers are to run, fixing their eyes on Jesus. Every moment we are running, we have to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus at the same time and all the time. It is a steady gaze, a never-ending gaze, an obsessive gaze, the way we are supposed to be when we run the race of faith. Our attention and focus is on Christ alone. And not in the Greek Olympics, the successful runner does not look at the crowd. He does not look at the other runners. He does not look at himself. His focus is on the finish line and runs straight for it. For the Christian, our finish line is our Lord Jesus. What's the implication of this? In the race of the Christian life, it is easy for us to be distracted and to focus on things other than Christ. So we must be conscious of that tendency on us. And the difficulties of life situations, the pains, struggles, problems, agonies, stressful situation can easily distract and discourage us. But our redeemed lives are not about us. It is not about us. We don't focus on ourselves or look at how miserable our lives from our own perspective. We don't look on how lonely we are or look at our distresses and afflictions apart from the sovereign control of God. And we don't focus on others or other runners as believers. So, fixing our eyes on Jesus, fixing our eyes on ourselves and situations is disastrous for running the race of faith. Sabi nga ni John MacArthur, the more you focus on yourselves, the more distracted you will be from the proper path. And the more you know Jesus and commune with him, and the more the Spirit will make you like Him, the more you are like Him, the better you will understand His utter sufficiency for all life's difficulties, and that is the only way to know real satisfactions. So we have to focus on Christ. And we know that success in the race of the Christian life depends on fixing our gaze upon Him. And we are to run the Christian life with our eyes focused on Him. So we have to make Christ as our sole focus. Second, how to steadfastly run with endurance the race of the Christian life. Focus on Christ as the faithful sustainer of our faith. We have to focus on Christ as the faithful sustainer of our faith. Therefore, we can steadfastly run with endurance when we focus on Christ as the faithful sustainer of our faith. Jesus, as the author and perfecter of our faith, means that He is the source, the giver, the initiator, the sustainer, and bring our faith to completion. Bakit po kailangan ituon natin sa Kanya ang ating puso? He initiates and sustains faith. He is the completer or finisher of our faith, who has completed and perfectly run the course. Jesus, uniquely qualified to be the supplier and sustainer of faith of His followers. Sabi po ni Philippians. Now, the author and perfecter of our faith means that we have to look to Christ and draw our strength and endurance from Him, because He is the giver, sustainer of our faith from start to finish. Christ sustains us by His presence and empowers us by His indwelling Spirit. Since Christ has initiated our faith, He will watch over it, care for it, and sustain it. This is the source of great comfort to believers, especially in times of doubt and spiritual struggle. And as we fix our eyes in Christ, He will sustain and strengthen us as we run the race of faith. We are to run the race of the Christian life with our eyes focused or fixed on Jesus, and we have to depend on Him, and we can assure of this overwhelming victory even in the midst of the storms of life if our eyes are focused on Him. Thirdly, now the psalmist reminds us, look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always. Sabi po sa Psalm 105 verse 4. This implies that we focus on His power, His majesty, His glory, and His holiness. some people near Richard Phillips. Looking to Jesus is the secret of Christian life, the encouragement we need for our faith, to place our eyes not on the world with its enticement and threats, not even on ourselves with our petty successes and many failures, but on Him who is the source and fountain of our spiritual vigor, spiritual strength. Since Christ has initiated our faith, He will watch over it, care for it, sustain it. This is, again, the source of our comfort and even our strength. Thirdly, focus on Christ as the example of faithful endurance by looking beyond His difficult circumstances. We can steadfastly run with endurance when we focus on Christ and by looking beyond our present difficult circumstances. Sabi nga sa binasa natin kanina sa Hebrews chapter 12, especially sa verse 2, sabi po doon, who for the joy set before Him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. It means that our Lord endured hardship and persecution. Makita natin yun sa Philippians chapter 2, 8 to 11, as well as the temptation of our Lord sa Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. Jesus endured the cross and never wavered His resolve to do the will of the Father. Ito po natin sa talatang yun. He was willing to die a shameful death on the cross because of the joy He knew would be His afterwards. So, the reason why Jesus endured the cross is because He looked beyond His immediate and painful circumstances. Instead, He looked forward to the joy of the result and the reward of what is ahead and even of that will be accomplished ahead. So, our Lord was sustained because of that. And saw the joy. And Jesus knew what awaited Him after the cross and the grave. Jesus knew that the course marked out for Him by God included the joy of His glorious resurrection and ascension and sitting at the right hand of God, and even the salvation of the lost souls, His very own. Bagamat mahirap ang harapin ng Panginoon sa paghihirap na daranasin niya, sa pagkapako sa krus at sa kamatayang darating, the Lord looked beyond for the joy that the Lord has prepared for Him. And for Jesus, the road to joy was by the way of the cross. The way of the cross. At sabi nga sa isang translation ng Bible, because of the joy He knew would follow His suffering, The joy set before him means the joy of completing the work of our salvation. At ito ang encouragement ng sumulat ng Hebrews na ang Panginoon ay dumaan sa ganitong kalagayan. But he looked beyond the cross, but saw the joy set before him by his Father, and included in that is our salvation. Jesus focused on the prospect of final victory when his redemptive work is completed. Ano po ang implikasyon nito sa atin? As believers, we are encouraged to look beyond our present difficulties and to look on God's promised rewards. Ano po ang dinaraanan natin ngayon? Ano po ang nagtutulak sa atin to be distracted, to lose hope? But as the Lord has exemplified to us, demonstrated to us, we must look beyond a present situation na dinaraanan po natin. Paul shared his perspective about his present suffering and the future glory. Sabi po ni Paul doon, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed to us. Therefore, we do not lose heart, but through our outer man, or though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day, for momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison, while we look not at the things which are seen, but on the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Sabi po sa 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 16 to 18. This also means that as believers, we have to trust God with our future, despite how hard it might be in the present. We have to trust our Lord with this. And also, this is the essence of godly faith, to trust God with our future, despite how hard it might be at present. We have to trust God with this. Our willingness to endure our present crisis should come from an understanding that in all things, God works for good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. We run the race of the Christian life with our eyes fixed on Jesus. The first way, we are to make Christ our sole focus. Second, focus on Christ as the author and perfecter of our faith. Third, focus on Christ's example of his faithful endurance as he looked beyond his difficult circumstances. And fourth, focus on Christ as the example of faithful endurance to opposition. Focus on Christ as the example of faithful endurance to opposition. Sabi ng sumulat ng Hebrews chapter 12, verse 3, consider him who endured such opposition from simple men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Now here, our Lord Jesus endured such opposition from the simple men. Jesus ran the race of faith against the greatest and most violent opposition. Now the word consider means to think over, consider thoughtfully or ponder on the suffering of Jesus for you or for us. Consider here makes careful assessment by comparing Jesus' sufferings and our sufferings. And the author of Hebrews or wants the reader to compare Christ's sufferings with the reader's own less severe persecution. Compare what is going on your life or life with to what happened in the earthly life of Jesus. Compare the hostility he faced with the hostility you face. Compare his opposition with yours. Jesus willingly left the glories of heaven, the glories that were rightly his as the eternal Son of God, to endure opposition, pain, and suffering. Sabi nga po ng isang manulat, let us be reminded of the opposition he faced and endured. It started already at his birth with plots from King Herod. His character was attacked by as a glutton and drunkard. He was accused of blasphemy. His opponent tried to trap him with their sly questions. He was betrayed. He was denied. He was whipped. He was crucified. He was mocked and taunted. He endured the greatest hostility, the greatest injuries, the greatest punishment, the greatest hatred. As we compare that to our present suffering, I believe na maunawaan natin na wala pa sa kalingkingan at sa dinaraanan po nating pagsubok. Now, this is what he endured as he ran the race. And how did he respond to this? He stood firm to the end. He endured and submitted to the plan of God. He ran the race to glorify God. Consider him who endured such opposition from simple men. Ano po ang dahilan bakit tayo tatakbo na may endurance? At bakit po tayo dapat ituon ang ating paningin sa ating Panginoong Jesus? Ang sabi po sa last part ng verse 3, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Our present suffering must be theologically informed. Ano ang pinanghahawakan natin upang makatayo sa gitna ng mga araw-araw na pagsubok na ito? As you run the race, consider his opposition. As you run the race, consider what he faced. Consider the enmity and hatred thrown down upon him. Consider what he endured and what he gave up for you and me. Consider that he endured and what he gave up so you and I can be saved from this eternal damnation. As conclusion, again, the question is, how are you running the race of life? How are you running the race of life, the Christian life? Maybe we started out with our focus on Jesus. And at the beginning of this crisis, we are now getting distracted by our lingering situations that is leading us to anxiety, depression, doubts, and fears. But let us go back to our call to run with steadfast endurance. And by choosing to set our eyes on Jesus, who is now seated at the right hand of God in a position of rest, power, and authority over all things. Jesus should be our focus, our faithful sustainer, and even our excellent example. And it is as we choose to do so that the Holy Spirit will give us strength and wisdom to help us faithfully endure at the end. And we need to remember that our steadfast endurance is not dependent on our own strength. Like Paul, we need to earnestly pray in the midst of our difficulties. Sabi niya sa Colossians 1, chapter 1, verse 11, strengthened with all power according to the glorious might, so that we may have great endurance and patience. Sa Romans chapter 15, verse 4, sabi ng Panginoon, we are to pray that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. Romans 15, verse 4. And gusto ko pong share ang sinabi ng isang manulat na ito. What consumes your mind controls your life. When Jesus is the focus of your songs, your prayers, your worship, your devotion, your life, you will find yourself running the race of faith with joy and hope. The writer of Hebrews is encouraging the believers at that time to not give up, that they are in the right side, that they are in the right place, and that Christ, who is superior to all things, have exemplified and demonstrated the truthfulness of the gospel they received, that they can completely rely on Him. They have to fix their eyes on Jesus and consider Him who He is and how He will sustain them in the midst of their difficulties. Let us pray. Lord, maraming pong salamat sa paalala niyo sa amin, sa inyong salita. Many times we tried to focus or fix our eyes on you. But you know the times that we struggle. Lord, allow us with this attitude of the heart, we might continue to fix our eyes on you. Truly rely on you. Forgive us, Lord, sa mga times na we depend on other things rather than you, to other people rather than you, to those who can, we believe, that will help us. But thank you, Lord, for reminding us na you are sufficient even with our faith and grace and the faithfulness of your provisions to us daily. Help us to continue to focus our eyes on you. Thank you, Lord, that we can entrust all of these things into your loving hands. In Christ's name we pray. Then, Lord, as we give our tithes and offerings this morning, you know the needs of your church, and please help us to give freely and joyfully for the work you have prepared for this church. We entrust now everything into your loving hands. Bless each one of us, Lord. We give back all the glory and honor to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless us in the name.